From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Trump has denied any immediate plans to withdraw the United States from the World Trade Organization. The remarks come as Mr. Trump appears increasingly intent on confrontation rather than cooperation with the European Union, the Group of Seven Nations, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and the WTO. He has repeatedly suggested the United States would be better off pursuing trade and strategic deals with nations one-to-one. The Trump administration has heard from automakers in a U.S. manufacturing trade group which are opposed to the idea of possibly imposing new tariffs on imported vehicles. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
General Motors is warning the threat of auto tariffs could undermine GM's competitiveness against foreign auto producers, driving up the cost of imported parts and subjecting GM to retaliatory taxes in other countries. That sentiment was echoed by Toyota North America. Also weighing in the final day of the Commerce Department's public comment period, the National Association of Manufacturers, which says if the Trump administration imposes tariffs on foreign vehicles, it would put the U.S. manufacturing sector at a global disadvantage. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Immigration advocacy groups are planning hundreds of marches across the United States today to protest President Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. Protesters are calling for Washington to treat illegal immigrants with dignity and not separate parents from their children while they are awaiting hearings or whether they will be allowed to stay in the United States at all. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Somali officials say that the United States has deported 84 Somalis back to their home country. In Somalia, they have been detained and will be released after the security agencies debriefed them. It is not clear if all the deportees will be freed. Around 275 Somalis were deported from the United States last year. Afghanistan's president says the government's unilateral ceasefire with the Taliban has come to an end. Ashraf Ghani said it is now the Taliban's decision whether they want to keep killing or join the peace process. The insurgents have killed scores of Afghan personnel in attacks across the country since ending their temporary ceasefire during a three-day annual Muslim festival this month. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is calling for an end to the fighting in Daraa in southwest Syria, warning of a humanitarian catastrophe there. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations says thousands of people are fleeing the escalating violence in Daraa, but it warns civilians caught in the battle between Syrian and rebel forces are likely to be trapped in the governorate because Jordan has closed the border, cutting off their main escape route. The High Commissioner's spokeswoman, Liz Throssell, tells VOA that is very worrying.
The real concern is that we're going to see a repetition of what we saw in Eastern Ghouta, the bloodshed, the suffering, the civilians being held, being under a siege.
The UN Human Rights Office has documented at least 46 civilian deaths, including children, since fighting erupted 11 days ago. The agency believes the true figure is probably higher. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Militants armed with guns and explosives attacked the headquarters of an African military task force in central Mali, killing two soldiers and one civilian. A group which monitors the militant activity around the world said Al-Qaeda's branch in Mali had reportedly claimed responsibility for that attack. A volcano on the Indonesian island of Bali erupted, prompting airlines to cancel 450 flights and diverting the travel plans of 75,000 people inside and outside of the holiday destination. The airport is now reopened. This man is a tourist visiting Bali.
I don't feel any danger about here. Could always happen something, starting but earth shakes with all the things. But no, we feel comfortable. We are enjoying our beer and this beautiful view.
Indonesia is located on what is known geographically as the Ring of Fire, an area of high volcanic and seismic activity around the rim of the Pacific Ocean. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.